My text this morning is taken from Proverbs 13, the verse 15. That is, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. But I intend to speak on just this. The way of transgressors is hard. Now, who are the transgressors spoken of in our text? First, it goes without saying that transgressors transgress something. John declares by the Holy Spirit in his first epistle, chapter 3, verse 4, whosoever sins transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. To transgress the law, the moral law of God, is to violate the law, to trespass against the law, to commit an offense against the moral law, which comprehends the will of God as to the obedience of man. And in that, to commit in thought or word or deed that which is an offense to God. All men, all human beings, are born fallen, corrupted sinners. You might say all born trespassers. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Romans 5, the verse 19. And of course, all sin personally, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, the verse 23, all have and do trespass and transgress the law. There is none righteous, no, not one. All are condemned by their own sin. The wages of sin is death. All are dead in sin and children of wrath, as Paul speaks of in his epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2, and all are under the dominion of sin, as he speaks of in Romans, chapter 6. All, unless by grace through faith, and until by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, they're cleansed of the corruption of their sins, forgiven for their sins, freed from the dominion of sin, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, regenerated as new creatures in Christ, and adopted as the children of God. Colossians 2, the verse 13, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. And then, as we walk as children of God, after the Holy Spirit, we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all unrighteousness, all trespasses of God's righteous law, thought and word and deed. Our text applies to those, to put it simply, who are not in Christ, and so they're still in their sins. The way of the transgressors is hard. These are the transgressors spoken of. And I would add, though, that I am convinced there is a special emphasis on those transgressors who have been privileged to have known the Scriptures and to have heard the Scriptures read and preached, including, of course, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet have spurned and contemned the mercy and grace of God and gone their own way, knowing full well that they're walking counter to the way of righteousness and life. The way of the transgressors is hard. Our text is rightly applied, including by way of warning, to all who are not in Christ. The way of the transgressors ends in eternal hell, that everlasting furnace of fire, that place of weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth where the worm never dies and the flame is never quenched. It is no small thing. It is no small thing. I would have everyone's attention. It is no small thing we're talking about. The way of the transgressors is hard, and it ends in hell. But our text speaks of this. It focuses on this, if you will, the way of the transgressors in this world. That's what it focuses on. We know where it ends, in hell. But it focuses on the way of the transgressor in this world, right up to the moment when he or she draws the last breath, the way comprehends the way of the person's life, the way of his thinking, his speaking, his working, his walking, his doing. What does this mean? The way of the transgressors is hard. Hard in our text has the meaning of being just that. Hard, rough, painful, uneasy, unpleasant. To live without Christ, to live as a fallen, unbelieving, unjustified, unwashed, condemned, unregenerate, natural man, to live that way, and in that way, is hard. The way of the transgressors is hard. Sooner or later, more for some, even much more, though such will often deny that reality, but the way will be, sooner or later, always, always hard. It will be rough. It will be painful in the mind and in the heart, in the inner man, in the soul, and often also in a physical sense. Why is the way of the transgressors hard? The way of the transgressors is hard because it's the way contrary and opposed to the Lord, and the way of life, the way of light, the way of obedience and holiness, the way of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The way of the transgressors is hard because it's the way of bondage. It's the way of slavery, bearing the hard yoke of the devil, the prince of the power of the air. And the way is hard, bearing the yoke of the sin nature and feeling the lash of conscience, at least until the conscience is seared as with a hot iron. The way of the transgressors is hard because it's the way of folly and destruction and confusion and bitterness and shame and loss and destruction and death. The way of the transgressors is always hard for that part of the person which is created immortal. It's called the soul, which comprehends what we might call the inner man, his heart, his mind, his emotions, his thoughts, his feelings, and so forth. The way of the transgressor is hard in many ways. Never so hard as it is for that one who has trampled underfoot the mercy and grace of God and turned his back on the word of the Lord. The way of the transgressor is hard, as he is in various ways, piercing his own heart more and more, harming his own soul, as he falls and eventually runs into temptations and snares and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. The way of the transgressor is hard, as he or she injures also and hurts others, and then other transgressors return in kind. Isaiah 57, the verses 20 and 21, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. The way of the transgressors is hard, hard on the soul, eventually hard on the body to one degree or another, and sometimes even to much physical suffering, and even sins which hasten the transgressor on to the grave, even an early death. The way of the transgressor is hard, in that it is the way of loss, certainly the loss of spiritual treasure only to be gained through faith in Christ, and also the loss of true heartfelt abiding joy, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. That is, these things which are of infinite worth are only for those who are in Christ, not for those in the way of the transgressor. The way of the transgressor is often hard this way also, that certain human traits that can be taught and acquired and stirred up and matured, traits which are seen even in unbelievers who have been under good influences and to some measure savored by Christian influence in the land, even these human traits are sooner or later greatly eroded, degraded, and in some cases, all but effaced from those who continue on year after year in the way of the hard-hearted transgressor. I'm talking about just basic characteristics now that define a manly man or a quality woman. I'm talking about even just honor, dignity, courage, honesty, compassion for others, even the ability to rightly reason. The way of the transgressor is hard. These things are lost. Sooner or later, they're eroded and sometimes just lost. They're perverted. Christ came that sinners might have life, spiritual life, with all the blessings and bounty of grace, of course, and have it abundantly. The thief, the devil that is, cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Sin is the devil's device to do this with all who are in the way of the transgressors, even with reference to what I just mentioned. Let young people understand this also. The way of the transgressor destroys even true manhood and womanhood. But the way of life through faith in Christ purifies, matures, sanctifies, beautifies those masculine and feminine traits that God created for His glory and service. As for the way of the transgressors being hard, we could speak of those things many lose through immoral relationships, losses which can never be recovered. The way of the transgressor can also be hard because of the ravages on the body of a sinful way of life. The things the transgressors will get into: smoking many times, drinking, drugs, diseases from immoral relationships, the rotting of the mind, the destruction of the body by an undisciplined way of life, which is typical, sooner or later, the way of the transgressor. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Is the way of the transgressors hard right from the start? No, it's generally not. But it will inevitably become hard, though much more for some than others, but always hard in the very end. A child brought up in a Christian family and in a solid, faithful church and rightly taught from the Word of God and protected from much temptation, such a young person who may not be saved, of course, and his way is yet not so hard, though. I said, yet. But even with regard to a child not raised in a good family at all and not in a good church at all, his or her way may not be so hard in the springtime of life. In truth, the way of the transgressor at first seems to multitudes to be the way of freedom, enjoyment, happiness, self-fulfillment, excitement. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14 and the verse 12. You remember when I preached from Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 9, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth." Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? No, there isn't. But you ought to give glory and thanks to God. But then it goes on, because it can be very deceiving to be young and full of vitality and in the springtime of your life and walk in the ways of thine heart. In other words, he says, well then, if that's the way you're going to go, then go and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. And the devil's not stupid. He's a shrewd judge of people and situations. As needed, Satan is more than content to lead the young person step by step further along the broad way of destruction and to settle his yoke carefully, also very carefully, little by little, on this one, so that the weight of that yoke is not felt for some time. But in time, it will become heavier. And in time, perhaps very weighty and galling. Yet, if it's necessary to achieve his purposes with a particular person and situation, Satan is more than content to lead that sinner along gently, gently for a time, so as not to disabuse him of his delusion of being free, the captain of his ship, the master of his fate. What did the serpent say unto the woman? Satan, disguised as that serpent, "Ye shall not surely die." They did die. God is not a man that he should lie. And he has declared and warned, the way of the transgressors is hard. And so it is. Always increasingly hard. But the deeper one goes into sin, the harder his way, no doubt. Sometimes this is very apparent to others. Sometimes it's not apparent. At least until the transgressor is well along the way in his life. Is the way is hard, that is, to the same degree for all transgressors? No, by no means. But the way is hard for all transgressors. It's a matter of degrees and seasons. For some, it will become increasingly hard early on, and as the years go by, ever harder. For some transgressors, the way will not seem so hard for a season. Though the truth be told, after enough years roll by, they will become increasingly hard in their heart and mind, and so the way will become harder for them. Should they live to be old, they'll find their way hard indeed, and including at their death, especially if they take some time to die. And young people, do remember, it is appointed unto men once to die. How hard might the way of the transgressor become? All who are without Christ are transgressors. The way of all transgressors will be hard to one degree or another. It's true that the way of some transgressors is much, much harder. That is, in this life, than for other transgressors. Generally, the harder the heart grows and the more sinful the man or woman's ways become, the harder their way will become. It's common in the springtime of life, especially if one has been blessed to have heard much truth from the Word of God, to think, well, my way will not be hard, because though I have not Christ, I'm not a Christian, I will never get caught up in the sort of snares and become involved in the sort of sins which others commit. Some often think that they themselves will never fall into the pit of darkness, depravity, wickedness, abject bondage to Satan and sin that they see others fall into. They never picture themselves someday eating the bitter fruit of their own doings, perhaps even pierced through with all sorts of self-inflicted hurt and harm and suffering. Certainly, young people are often very confident that they'll never come to that place, and it's the same with every generation, generation after generation. If you're not in Christ, if you're not washed in His blood, clothed in His righteousness, if you're not in spiritual union with Him, indwelt with the Holy Spirit, you are a transgressor. If you do not come by the gracious calling of the Lord, come to Christ and drink of the water of life freely, how hard might the way be for you? And then it ends in eternal hell. How hard might the way be for you? I cannot say, and neither can you. But the way will be hard, and the harder your heart grows, the harder your way will become. And this is the way which ends in that eternal furnace of fire, suffering the just punishment and wrath of God. Listen to this promise of God, who is not a man that he should lie. Psalm 11, verses 6 and 7, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. He loveth righteousness. He hates unrighteousness. He can tolerate no unrighteousness. He can't. That would be to deny his own nature, but he can't do that. We must be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Now, I think I can rightly warn, as we speak of this way that's hard, this way of the transgressors that's hard, how hard can it become? I think I can rightly warn that those who have grown up hearing the Scriptures read and the Lord rightly spoken of in the home and rightly preached and expounded in a sound church, who nevertheless turn away from the grace and mercy of the Lord and go the way of the transgressor, such a one is in danger of finding their way to be very, very hard. In time, very, very hard. Romans 1, verse 18. But the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven in so many ways. So many ways. It's revealed in your conscience and mine. It's revealed, of course, in His Word. It's revealed in the sometimes striking down of ungodly men who live in rebellion to Him and mocking of Him. It's revealed in so many different ways. Judgments upon nations. Hold the truth in unrighteousness. Deny the truth. Turn away from the truth that you know is truth. You're holding it in unrighteousness. And therefore, the wrath of God is upon you. You truly are sinners in the hands of an angry God. And I can tell you of such a one who has sinned so against the grace and light which the Lord has shown him or her, goes his own way then, follows his own desires, and knowingly lives contrary to the will of the Lord, such a one who hardens his heart against the Lord and his truth may plunge to such depths of wickedness as he would have once thought were not possible, even to the point of openly celebrating evil and openly blaspheming God. Psalm 2, the verses 3 and 5, or 3 through 5, speak of the kings of the earth. It's appropriate also for all who go the way of the transgressor, who just go the way of the transgressors, who know the way of the Lord, and they will not come to Christ. They go their own way. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. There are those that go so far as to openly mock God, openly defy him, even though they have heard the word preached, even though they have had the Bible read in their home. They never thought they would, but in time they do this. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Ecclesiastes 10, the verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. That describes the way of the transgressor and how hard it really becomes. He digs pits for himself to fall into. Eventually, everywhere he turns, the way gets harder and harder. And yet God says this in Isaiah 27, the verses 4 and 5, fury is not in me. God is a merciful God and long-suffering. There comes a point, there's a day of grace, and then it comes to a point where sinners turn away and turn away and go the way of the transgressors. They know the word of God, they know the word of life, and yet they turn away. But then they store up the wrath of God against themselves. But fury is not in me, God said. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together. This is what happens to those who mock the Lord, even perhaps openly mock the Lord. God will go through that. Some even deny. They go from speaking of him to denying him. They go their own way. They go the way of the transgressors. None that go that way know where it might end. And they put up their defenses against God. They think he's not real. His word isn't real. I'm not worried about him. God in his own time goes through them like they are nothing. Burn them all together. But then this, or let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Take hold of Christ. This is the strength of God and the salvation of sinners. Young people little know, or if they do know, they often little comprehend what's in their fallen, unregenerate heart. They don't realize that the seeds of every sort of sin exist there, waiting only for the right time and circumstances and nurturing to take root and begin to bear bitter fruit, even as the devil acts as the husbandman of that crop. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17, the verse 9. Those of us in Christ understand this now. More and more we understand what was in the old heart. What is needed is a new heart, and to become a new creature by the effectual power of the Spirit alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Ezekiel 36, the verse 26, the promise of God. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5, the verse 17. You know if you have a stony heart. God has spoken to your conscience. You know. A stony heart is the heart of the transgressors. Their way is hard, and it ends in eternal death. A new heart's what's needed. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Turn to the Lord. Turn ye, or why will ye die? Seek him. He'll not deny you. He'll not turn you away. Seek the Lord for saving, justifying faith, new life, a new heart. There is no doubt that the way of the transgressor, who has received much grace and truth from the Lord, but who goes his own way, his way will be very hard, very hard. Though perhaps not long. It might not be a long way for that one who sins against the grace and mercy and truth of God. Perhaps, as sometimes happens, ends up shaking his fist at God, daring him to uphold his own righteous name. It does come to that with some. Though at one time they little thought they would sink so low and become so hard of heart. If you're not in Christ, are you so sure it won't come that way to you? It's a dangerous thing to neglect your own soul and to go your own way. Well, no one can tell in advance how hard the way will be. It will be hard. Well, no one can tell in advance how deep into darkness and sin, perhaps rank depravity and shame you may fall. It's for certain you will only become more sinful, and you will only become more enslaved, and your way will eventually become very hard. And the end will be death, eternal death in hell, suffering the wrath of God. I have especially spoken of young people because they are, as a whole, especially vulnerable to self-deception with regard to the way of the transgressor. And also because as men and women turn away from God, their hearts grow more hard. The devil carries off more of them, never to return. Now is the time. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And I would just mention to parents to be very diligent to do your part while your child is a child, while your children are children, to get them in the right way and not contribute in any way to them going the way of the transgressors. Certainly I would mention the evil twins of permissiveness and the teaching of disrespect for proper authority on the one hand, and on the other hand, genuine harshness and provoking to anger. These must be carefully avoided. But let no young person imagine that before God, they can excuse their own sin by the mistakes or even the sins of their parents. Make what excuse you will, the righteous word of God is eternally fixed. The way of the transgressors is hard, and the wages of sin is death. Now, I've spoken briefly of the way of the transgressors. You need not stay in that way. There is another way, the way of new spiritual abundant life in Christ. It's the way of grace here and glory hereafter. The way of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The way of ever-growing light and ever more lively life. The way of gospel liberty, of soul liberty. Liberty, that is, freedom from the condemnation of the law. Freedom from the devil's yoke. Freedom from the bondage, the dominion of the sin nature. Freedom from the fear of death. Freedom from the darkness of heart and bitterness and despair and shame and vexation of mind. That will come, freedom from the awful reapings of the transgressors, freedom from a deathbed that may well be filled with anguish of mind, horror, terror, and darkness. There are only two ways all of mankind will travel through this world. Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." The way of the transgressor is the way, the broad way, which leads to destruction. Jesus Christ and faith in him is the gate that leads to life. The way of life in Christ is that narrow way that leads to everlasting life in the holiness and happiness and glory of that eternal world to come. But I want to tell you, don't mistake narrow. Don't mistake that as being somehow the bitter way, the way that's painful and hard for the soul. Yes, Christians who are faithful to the Lord will suffer reproach. They may even suffer persecution. But I tell you, it's never the painful way or the hard way for the heart, for the inner man. And there's nothing so painful or so hard as to suffer in the inner man. The way of the transgressor is hard. And it ends in everlasting death and hell. The way of repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ is the way of light, and life, peace and joy, grace and glory. I tell you, it is. And no matter what tribulations we may endure, we will never endure the hard way of the transgressor, let alone the hell that awaits him. And those in the way of life have the joy of the Lord and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And we have the firm assurance of having a sure title to everlasting life in that glorious world to come. The way of the transgressor is hard, but there is a way of life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to Christ. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, under that yoke of the devil. Even yet, you see, he says, heavy laden. Certainly heavy laden by a burden of sins that we ought all to feel if we're not in Christ. And when we do as Christians sin, and it's not a man alive who doesn't sin, we feel that weight of sin until we pray and confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But he said, come to me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Yoke there as respect of Christ as our master, as our gracious Lord. That's a yoke that you want to wear. That's a yoke that's light. That's a wonderful yoke. That's the yoke of one who can say from experience, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May it be so for everyone in this church and all who hear this sermon. Amen.